Hello, Mixed Nutcases. This is Nuketas, and I've got a special episode for you. I have the first episode of the Dog Days of Podcasting for 2017. Yay! For anyone unaware, we do this podcast a day for 30 days for the month of August. You can check out the information by going to dogdaysofpodcasting.com. And don't worry, your regular episodes will still be in this feed. I'm just doing this in addition. If you don't care about finding about good movies and spoiler-free reviews this month, you can skip these very short episodes. But don't worry, I'm going to have your regular content. For those of you who are listening just because of Dog Days and you've never heard a Nettie Bites episode before, well, this one's a little bit different than your normal episode. So stay tuned. You'll get a regular episode in the feed. Nettie Bites, we talk about all sorts of things that are just awesome in the geek world. And, you know, it's kind of like having a panel at a convention, only created for you twice monthly, which is a lot of fun. I'm Nuketas. This is my podcast. My normal podcast has multiple people on it, but for Dog Days, it's generally just me, or at least almost every year. There was one year that I had guests, and that was just too much work and way too crazy to do. I'm excited for this year. I'm going to be continuing the same theme that I had last year, which is my favorite. It seemed to work. It's called Dinner and a Movie. So I'm going to tell you about a movie or a TV show that I really enjoyed and that I recommend you checking out. And then I pair it with some food. And, you know, most of the ones that I cover are going to tend to be on Netflix. I am a cord cutter, so I don't pay for cable. I don't get a regular TV signal. I do get like one channel with my HD antenna, but we just rearranged the furniture last night, and now my TV's not near the window, so that's not happening anymore. And that's pretty much it. So most of these things that I'm going to talk about, you can find fairly easily. I'm pretty excited about Dog Days starting. Just a little non-movie stuff. Yesterday, out of the blue, my husband and I decided to go to IKEA and finally get a little organizational system for the living room, which he'd been wanting to do. And I've been dying to replace my desk in my office. So now the studio has a desk that can come apart when somebody comes to visit, because the studio is also the guest bedroom. And I'm so excited because not only that, now my desk is bigger. It's more comfortable. My yoga ball fits underneath instead of like just barely crunching, and it's not very good for the yoga ball, and the yoga ball would end up halfway across the room every time I went to get a drink or something. And my drawers now, I can use them, and it's a lot of fun. And this is really boring for you guys, but it's really exciting for me, because when your recording space is a happy place, you are happy to record. Anyway, what am I going to talk about today? Well, today, we're going to talk about Wonder Woman, because Wonder Woman was one of the more exciting movies that I was able to go see this year, or at least recently. And it's one that I've been looking forward to for a long time. I mean, they've been talking about making a Wonder Woman movie for at least 20 years, if not longer, maybe 30. And there have been different directors and all different things. And at one point, Joss Whedon was supposed to be directing. But I'm really glad that they got the director that they did. And I'm digging it. I think the only thing that might have made it better is if there was a woman writer as well. Not to say that, you know, guys can't write for women, yada yada. I just think that it would have made more of an impact. And so, you know, that when you're writing a movie and you're supposed to figure out the thoughts of someone, it can sometimes be a little easier if you're already coming from that perspective. But that said, there are flaws and there are problems that I had with this movie. But on the whole, it was pretty great. And it is one of the best DC movies ever. When I came out of the theater, I said it was the best DC movie that I had seen. And I am a huge Batman fan. But now that I've been thinking about it, It all depends if we include Lego Batman as a DC movie, because honestly, I had a lot more enjoyment out of Lego Batman and a lot less nitpicks with Lego Batman. But Wonder Woman, I think, would have made Marsden really happy. I think that this movie actually got his vision pretty good. There's a lot that really just nailed it where it came from the comics. And if you're a longtime Wonder Woman fan, there are little Easter eggs throughout the thing that it's more than just, you know, oh, this is Wonder Woman, so let's make references to Linda Carter. No, Wonder Woman is a lot more than Linda Carter. And I really enjoyed it. I thought that Gal Gadot did a really good job portraying Wonder Woman. I've had some fears, mostly because she's kind of small to be playing Wonder Woman. Wonder Woman's supposed to be a beefy Amazonian woman, but we're never going to see that on the screen, so kind of have to give up on that. Some of the other nitpicks that I had is, like, Etta Candy's actor is not heavy. I mean, like, she looks it on the screen because of the way that they dress her and they fashion her, and I think they actually gave her a little extra padding. But when I looked up the actress, she's not heavy at all. And that's kind of sad because Etta Candy is an amazing character and you need to look her up. She is so fantastic, and being fat is part of her personality in a positive sense. And having something from that early on with a positive fat character in comics, I mean, usually fat characters are the villains. So that was really exciting. And it was kind of sad to see that not really being shown on the screen. And the actress did a good job, though. I mean, I really did enjoy her. It's just the little things, right? But I think the thing that I loved about Wonder Woman is how exciting it was to see a movie like this. And can we just get over ourselves already and start putting more of the female superheroes up there? Because there's a lot of them that are pretty amazing. And I know that there's a lot of plans for a bunch of them, and I know that there's some that other people want to see, but honestly, I want to see a Kamala Khan Ms. Marvel movie. Can we see that, like, today? That's what we need to see. And I want it to be given all of the budget, all of the love, all of the good directors, Oscar-winning directors, that Wonder Woman had, because it's about time. We've had how many superhero movies about dudes? About white dudes mostly. Let's get on this. But yeah, Wonder Woman is really good. If you ever had any questions, should I go see it? Is it going to be good? Well, I'm pretty sure everybody's told you it's good. And I think that you could pretty much watch it with almost any age. I mean, there's some violence there, and you might have to talk to your kids about some of the atrocities that happened in World War I and things like that. But other than that, I mean, I think that all genders seeing this from an early age would be inspired. And I think that that is a positive thing. I think that all genders benefit from getting these positive role models and these kinds of movies and this sort of representation. So, Wonder Woman. What are you going to eat with Wonder Woman? Well, you're going to eat some ice cream. That's right, because Wonder Woman absolutely fell in love with ice cream. And while she had what looked like just a vanilla, I'm going to go for a nice creamy pistachio with some pistachio nuts in there, because that is my favorite ice cream. So that's right, Wonder Woman with some pistachio nut ice cream. I hope you enjoyed this. I will be talking to you tomorrow about our next dinner in a movie. You can find Nutty Bites at nimlas.org, NIMLAS.org. And you can find us on Facebook. You can find us on Twitter, Google+, everywhere. You know, YouTube. All the links are on nimlas.org. Go check it out. Be part of the conversation. This has been released under a Creative Commons International non-commercial, no derivatives, 3.0 license, and basically share it all you like. Just don't change it. Don't sell it. And don't try to make any money. And try to link back to me, my site, and everything. How do I stop? Oh, this is good.